For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. An Arizona real estate investment company has developed a master plan for 288 acres southeast of Lubbock's airport that in time could be home to as many as 5,000 residents. Regis Park would have single and multifamily housing, a K-12 equestrian charter school, retail space, and an auditorium. Some of the land was rezoned from industrial to commercial last year.
We looked at several factors. Cities in the Sun Belt that had populations of roughly a quarter to a half million, or at least a census area that was about no less than a quarter million, but around a half million, which Lubbock fit. Major university and good medical facilities.
That's Rob Dwyer, a managing partner with Arizona-based Dominion Real Estate Investments, which is the managing company of Texas Investment Partners. The parcel of land a bit south and east of Preston Smith International Airport was purchased in 2007. It sets just east of the Lubbock Business Park. Dwyer and his partners weren't certain the original industrial zoning would be the best use of the property, so they reached out to David Driscoll, the director of the Urban Tech Design Center in Texas Tech's College of Architecture. The work he and others at the college are doing with Regis Park is a long-term research project.
So I contacted David and came out to meet with him. And over the past 10 years, we have morphed and played with it and think finally come up with what we think is a very good use for that parcel in that area.
Driscoll's work has resulted in what would be an agrarian or agricultural community. It would include the equestrian K-12 charter school, horse trails, multifamily housing, commercial properties, including a grocery store and an airport hotel, and an enclosed 8,000-seat horse arena for uses that would include dressage, rodeo competitions, and other events. Driscoll says the city's zoning is 100% industrial to the northeast and 100% residential with some retail development to the southwest. Regis Park, he says, could serve those who work at the airport, the Lubbock County Detention Center and Community Corrections Facility, and the Lubbock Business Park.
I think it has its own identity. I think it's going to have a character and a feel that's going to be highly desirable. It's just going to be a great place to live. There's not an opportunity to live close to where you work. And that's a very fundamental, sustainable principle. So it immediately we went from 100% industrial to a mixed-use project.
Dwyer says the entire Regis Park project would take about 15 to 20 years to complete. The projected value of all the phases would be as much as $400 million, a sizable addition to the city's tax rolls. Some phases of the development could seek grant money as part of its financing. The higher prices of homes in southwest Lubbock currently could steer people to live in Regis Park's garden homes or townhouses, or in tracts that would become single-family or high-end housing.
I think it's going to be people who have been priced out of the market in the southwest part of the city, and they'll actually end up being closer in because with how far they have to keep going out to be able to purchase a home, you're going to be a lot quicker here because we're, 30 seconds from the 27 to go right into town, pretty much anywhere 10 to 15 minutes.
The K-12 equestrian charter school would have a 1,200-student capacity, and its operator is looking at its first class starting in August 2020. Driscoll says the school's presence added much.
The equestrian school, I think, was a real breakthrough that gave us that flavor. We were already looking at agritopias across the country, which is an active farm. So there'll be an active farm and market component to this.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.